Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me today, I've brought in a special guest to help me explain to you what and why we have these things we call expos each year. What is it? Why do we have them? And what all will you get if you participate in one is what I really wanted to go over. And there's so much to it, there's no way I could possibly bring it all out and give it clarity. In fact, the truth of the matter is there's actually a team of people that work on these things for an entire year to set these up. That's how complicated it is to get this all set up and ready to go. So I've brought in the vice president today of education and members experiences, and with us here is Claire Reeves. Claire, welcome to the show.
Hi, Del. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. I know it's getting you up early and everything, but the reality is I need your help on this because I really don't know where to go to get it all in. I mean, I know I can go look it up and read it off of a web page, but I just don't think that covers it with the kind of enthusiasm it deserves. So I wanted you to come on and share with us what you could. So let's start with, you've been a member for how long now?
Oh, I think my husband first joined in 2011.
Okay, so a long time, long time. And other than, you know, like everybody else looking for some financial improvement and some balancing of your portfolio or whatever, what was it that really attracted you to Lifestyles?
Well, he is the one who found Lifestyles. I'll make it clear, I was the skeptic. And I became the biggest Lifestyles fan over time because I saw that the education works. I am big on education. I have 5 degrees, but he's the one who found Lifestyles initially, and it primarily he wanted to be the master of his time. He wanted to own his time, control his time. He was working as a real estate attorney in New York City at the time, and Lifestyles wasn't really a national company the way it was today. It was still predominantly based in Texas. So he somehow found out about Lifestyles online, and then he flew down to Houston to attend one of your 2-day intensives. And I remember he called me on the Sunday afternoon to let me know that he was going to join. And I was supportive of that because he explained that the company really is about, it's about educating people how to invest in real estate the right way, which is your way. It's a tried and true method that has withstood the test of time. The company's been in existence for, over 35 years.
Well, I always like to speak to the skeptics because I think the skeptics dig a little deeper and look a little further into what's going on here than just the average person who gets excited about what we're, you know, the end result financially is exciting. But if you just get excited about the end result, you don't really see what's going on. You obviously were looking at what was going on. So when you came in as a skeptic, let's talk about that because I like a true skeptical perspective. What kind of skeptical perspectives do people come in with? And we'll talk about how they overcame them later. But first, what kind of things do you think people think when they come to something like this? Because there's a lot of people that have knocked this off in 35 years. Let's just bring this up right up front. And they say the same things, and they try to show like they are the same thing. They're not the same thing. But besides that, even before there are people knocking us off, there's been self-help programs forever and ever and ever. I used to call them the Midnight Madness Seminars when you watch those infomercials late at night. Lot to be skeptical of. What did you feel was the point of view of the skeptic coming into something like this?
There are so many, you have a lot of competitors, right? And most of them are promoting something for nothing, right? It's, you know, oh, you can do this with zero money down and all of those things. And I think, so it was just the skeptic in me thought maybe it was a scam, that it really wasn't a true education program. And I really had no interest in engaging with it, even after we moved to Houston. I had spent years and years becoming a scientist by training, and that's where my focus was. But I also knew that my husband's a very smart guy. Ironically, I'm the type A personality. He's the type B. And so I knew that he would be cautious and take his time. And really, if the program worked, he would do it the right way. And so my skepticism was reduced when we were still living in New York and he purchased two single family houses out in Omaha, Nebraska. That's a long story that I won't get into, but we were thinking about moving to Nebraska at the time. And so he purchased two houses out there. My brother was kind of the boots on the ground overseeing the rehabs and everything. And that proved, those two houses proved that the program and the education worked. And I think that, gosh, he probably recovered his membership fees right there with those two houses, with those two investments.
All right. So that was that enough to pull you off as a skeptic?
It was enough to pull me off as a skeptic. We ended up moving to Houston so that Lee could get more involved with the lifestyles community that existed in Houston, because, you know, as we all say, real estate is a team sport, and it is important to have a good network, to have a good team around you. And so I was willing to move to Houston, right? That my skepticism was reduced enough to move to Houston so that he could really start going to the road trips that Lifestyles offers on a monthly basis, and going to our investor journey nights and networking with people so that he could build his team and start to scale his investments. I still wasn't necessarily interested in engaging at the time, but I was happy to support him in doing it, even after we moved to Houston. I would say That's it wasn't until our kids were starting to reach school age. Our oldest was approaching kindergarten, and I was working a ton, working on the weekends and just working the way an attorney would work, those kinds of hours, and was not very happy with that. I wanted to be more involved with my kids' schooling. I wanted to be able to go in and volunteer. So I actually resigned from my job, but I'm the type of person that I need to be doing something. I need to work, do something. School, volunteering at the school wasn't going to cut it. So Lee said, well, why don't you, you know, buy some properties? So I did. He said, but first you have to go to Dell's 2-day intensive. So I went to your intensive. You were teaching it at the time. I went to Saturday because I was mostly interested in doing single family investments. So I went to the Saturday class, and that really was what finally got me over the edge, attending and listening in person. And then I started working with a Lifestyles realtor, Lifestyles Realty agent, and went out and bought, I think, I told you I'm type A, I bought 5 properties in 2 months.
That is moving. That really is. So I guess that broke the skepticism there. I don't know how to kind of wind this in, but I need to get over to this other lane over here in a minute, because obviously your results speak for themselves. I had made this commitment to upgrade our educational processes, which were pretty lame at that point. I mean, everything that I as a non-educational person could do. But this software program was supposed to be college level, programmable. I hired this girl that was, you know, had a master's degree in education, and told her to go at it, put it together, and she put that together. And somewhere along the line, I think we've even upgraded it again to a new software program, better software program, more class and so forth. Kind of walk us through how intense this educational program really is here.
Well, our education is excellent. So our members have access to you're talking about the Lifestyles portal. And so they can go in and it's an online platform and take classes at their own pace. We have classes for brand new investors, people who don't really know anything about investing, all the way to your really, you know, sophisticated investors who are now pursuing multifamily properties to operate and manage with a group of passive investors. So our education runs the gamut. And I forgot to mention single family investing as well. So we have all those, there's four different tracks and tons of classes online. We have different curriculums that kind of take you step by step, class by class, through how to pursue your personal investing goals, whether you're pursuing a single family property or you just want to be a passive investor in multifamily properties, or you want to be an owner of multifamily properties. So we have classes that cover all those three things, because our goal is to give you all of the knowledge that you need and the resources that you need to go out and make educated investment decisions. So you're mitigating as much risk as you can.
So, interestingly enough, if I remember right, if I'm still here, if it hasn't changed on me, these classes used to be where you tested out of each one. You take the class and you test out. Do they still test you at the end of the class?
Some of our curriculums do have quizzes, and you have to test. You have to score 100% on each quiz in order to advance to the next class. That's for our multifamily owners, you know, the people who are interested in becoming lead investors or aspiring lead investors, and then others do not. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I mean, that's just the classes on the portal. We offer live classes on a monthly basis. Our single family mentors do two live mentoring sessions each month. They're called The Mentor Is In, and so it's group mentoring. Anybody who's interested in pursuing single family investments can join those calls. They're online, and the mentors talk about various topics. We also do two live single family education nights each month. So sometimes our mentors are teaching a class on plumbing. They might bring in a plumber. We partner a lot with vendors who are subject matter experts on anything from how to finance a deal to how to insure a property to understanding how to read appraisals, or if you're a passive investor, how to read reports. If you're invested in a certain property, how to read those monthly reports, the financial reports. So we our education really is top notch, and there is plenty of opportunity every month for our members to take advantage of live classes from anywhere in the nation, because while we offer our classes in person from our Houston, from our Texas offices, we have three offices in Texas, we also live stream the majority of our classes. So if you're like me in Tennessee or in California or wherever you are, you can still participate and watch online and ask your questions online.
The point that I thought was interesting is that when we put this thing together, I like the idea that there was a test at the end of the thing, and I like the idea that you got a certification. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a national certification. It's not a college degree or anything like that. It's an internal certification that lets the other people in our group know that you've been educated. And for people like myself, I remember when I first got out of college and I went out in the workforce, I got a job called manager trainee for a finance company. And there was a five-year training program to become a manager. And I took the five-year training program in 5 months. It was all on videotape and books. I'd take them home every night, had nothing to do, and I did 5 years' worth in 5 months. And then they said, you're too young to be a manager. You can't be a manager of a finance company at 20 years of age. And I go, well, that was a ripoff. But the funny part was is that I still get it. It is a, although I'm a type B person. I love education and information. I love to know that I got it and I understand it. It gives me this feeling of power to know everything about what I'm trying to do. And I think a lot of people that came in like that concept, as opposed to the other type of people that come in. And they're more type A, and, you know, we can go over back and forth about what I think is type A and you think is type A. But, you know, to me, type A, the people who like to throw mud on the wall and see if it sticks, is like, let's go, fire, ready, aim, that kind of Tony Robbins stuff. Just get out there and do something. And for them, you know, it's like having a mentor is the most important thing, somebody to, you know, corral them if at all possible. And, you know, it's like walking the dog. The dog's going to walk you is what it comes down to being a mentor sometimes with these kind of people. But you need that person controlling that leash so they don't run off and get hit by a car type of thing. So I like that it had both ends of it, because in the beginning it only had the live training. And then we picked up on the educational training.
Yeah.
Let's move on from that and let's talk about by the way, just for the audience, we did go to a second educational software program, did we not? We revamped it again?
Yes, we did.
And that's when you came in, because you're one of those people that looked at it from the outside and put the thumb up in the air and go, I don't know. I think it could be better. I don't know if you remember being that person.
I think we always should strive to improve our processes, right? Even our current education platform, where we're always looking for ways to make it easier for members to navigate and find classes, find information. So yes, we did move to a new platform.
So now that you're in charge, and I asked you this tongue in cheek, and you ever get satisfied with your own design?
No, in fact, well,
think about that one. I'll pick it up when we get back. We'll be right back with Claire Reeves and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today is Claire Reeves, who is the VP of Education and Member Experiences at Lifestyles Unlimited. She's been with us for a long time, and we brought her on today because we want to talk about the expo coming up here. Claire, we're going to shift gears over to the expo, which is what I originally brought you in here for. Let's talk about this. We've got all this education. We've got these intensive two-day workshops to get you up and going to where you walk out of there. You should be able to buy real estate right after you take 2 days worth of classes, either single family or start buying and taking the steps on multifamily. You've got all the additional educational classes that we spoke about in the last segment, which is all the details, the minutiae, everything you need to know, every question you have. You've got mentors that you can ask questions of, and you've got consultants, which are people that actually work in the apartment business as employees, who you can ask questions of. So you've got this massive ability to touch information. But for some reason, we came up with X number of years ago. If you remember how many years, I'd appreciate that. This idea that we needed to have an expo. How many years ago was that? Do you know?
So I believe this is going to be our 12th annual expo. So 12 years ago.
All right. So what happened 12 years ago was they were coming to me trying to get me to pay money to go to somebody else's expo. And I would go, all right, well, that's fine. It's a marketing thing. You pay, you get yourself out there, you go to other people's stuff. And I go, you know, how much do they want for it? And they wanted number of dollars. And I go, okay, how many people are going to be there? They go, well, last year they had about 600 people. I go, 600 people? At the time, I was doing seminars of about 200 or 300 people every time I went in a room every single month in three cities across the state. And so, in other words, we were talking to 900 people a month, and they having a national once-a-year event with only 600 people. And really what they wanted us there for was because we would draw from our clientele. And we have 50,000 clients that we have signed up over the 35 years that we've been here. Understanding the way our membership works, it's a one-time membership. You pay the fee, and if you get a renewal each year. If you're not using us, you're not doing any buying or selling or anything that year, and you're not coming for any of the events, well, then you don't renew. If you want to come back a year later and start up your business again or sell something or buy something new, then you pay your renewal and you get going again. So in other words, these 50,000 people, a very large percentage of them are still considered members. You know, some are dead, some moved away forever and, you know, dropped off the face of the earth and stuff. But it's a large number. So they wanted us to drag our people into their event. And I go, that doesn't make any sense. We're going to them. We're going to make them look good. I said, let's think about this. What does this expo thing supposed to do? And then I came up with it. I said, I'll tell you what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to let everybody in this country know that we are the biggest and the best at what we do and that nobody comes even close. And so the largest of these events out there at the time was like 600 people. The first one we ran, I think we did 2,000 people, and then we built it up to where it was 3,000, and we built it up, I think, to 4,000. I think 4,000 is probably the highest. We were averaging between 3,000 and 4,000 every year that we did it from that point on. But what we need to understand is, what does this thing do? Because it does stuff. We did it to see what it did, but it did way more than we ever thought that it could do. So I'm going to start with what it did for me. It, number one, proved to everybody in the country we were the biggest and the best. When you walked in that door and saw 3,000 or 4,000 people, and they were members, and they were all telling the same story of how much they loved what they were doing and how great the program was, and it was like a giant love fest with 3,000 or 4,000 people. Somebody new walking in the door is like, I can't even believe this. It was like every skeptic's worst nightmare to have that many testimonials in one place. It would just blow people's minds. And at that point, I knew this was something that was necessary. Because for all those people that sit out here and listen to my radio show year round, over and over and over again, I always joke about you. You've been listening to me for 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years before you walk through the door. The expo was the one that after you've been listening for 6 months or 6 years, you walk in that door, it's over. It was done. You knew it was real. You knew you needed to be involved in what was going on. So, Claire, that was my sense of why I did it and why I spent the money to do it. Why don't you, as the educational person, as a member, as the VP of the experience, why don't you share with us what you think it really did? Because it blew everything up.
I mean, I think it provides, it is the opportunity for all of our members and even people who aren't members yet to come together and experience the wonderful community that is Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, I believe you quote Zig Ziglar all the time, right? It's that you become the five people you're surrounded by. What's the quote, Del? You say it better than me.
Actually, that's not even one that I use a lot, but it is a very common one that, you know, and I think you stated it pretty clearly that, you know, you become the five people you hang out with.
You're the average
five closest
of the five
friends.
Right. And so we really believe in a community that subscribes to the abundance mentality, right? There is opportunity out there for everybody. We want to support people on their investor journeys. And attending Expo is the best way to experience that wonderful community and network. And if you live outside of Texas, somewhere across the country, whether it's in California or Georgia or Michigan, you can come to Expo and you can talk to the mentors in person, the people that you've been maybe only able to see online or have a phone call with. You can sit down and have a meal with them. You can talk to other investors just like yourself. and share, you know, hear their experiences, hear what they learned, who they're working with, who's on their team. Not to mention just being able to sit in some of the awesome classes that we offer. And I just think that there's no substitute for attending a conference like this in person, to sit in a classroom and hear and take notes, and then be able to go up and talk to the speaker afterwards, ask questions. So really for us, what we see is that people who are even our most seasoned, experienced investors come to the expo year after year for the community, for the networking opportunities, more than anything else. And of course, everybody loves hearing from you, Del, at your annual keynote address.
It's interesting that there is a massive socialization tied to it. I never would have guessed that, because I'm not that kind of a social person. But man, I'll tell you what, there are people plan for the whole year to get to these things, because they know that it's the one shot to get to see everybody in the whole country. You know, they've seen and heard all the stories every year, you know, all the meetings and online and this and that. And then boom, they're all right there, and you get to network with all of them, and you meet some of your best friends you haven't seen for a long time. And it's amazing how close the friendships become, because like I said, when I retired at 35 years of age, I had nobody to play with. Same thing. If all of a sudden you're making a lot of money and you're retiring early or younger, you know, there's not a lot of people out there that can relate to what you're doing. And so it's really a place for you to build some friendships. I think myself, though, the number one thing, there's two things I think are the biggest events, and I'm going to throw my weight on this, and then I'm going to let you come back with something different. Mine is the road trip, the bus tour. To me, there is nothing like spending 2 days with me or 1 day with me, going out to apartment complexes and letting us walk you through and show you what we've actually done. From, you know, there's nothing, you can't learn like you can learn when you smell a bad unit. And when you see a bad unit, and then when you see a good unit, and you see a good property, you see what they've done, you see the people that did it, you know, even just seeing the people that did it, you go, you know, honey, look, they look like us. They've got the same shoes we have, you know. They went to the same schools we went. Whatever it is, it's interesting to see that more than anything else. I've had people come back to the road trip and say, that was worth everything. Just that. I learned more in one road trip than I did. And when I say road trip, I mean bus tour.
Yes.
I learned more in one bus tour than I did in, you know, everything else that I've done in real estate since I started doing it, because you're seeing the best of the best putting these properties together and making it happen. That's my number one thing. Number two is the debrief after that, where we sit down and go, what did you actually see? What did you actually learn? Because a lot of people, there's so much to see and learn, they don't even pick it all up. And when we go through it, the aha moments are intense. Then there's one more, Claire, that blows my mind every year, and that is the networking event, which I just want people to envision this. You walk into a gigantic room. I mean, it's an auditorium. There's 250 tables of syndicators in there, all Lifestyles members, all certified Lifestyles members, certified syndicators in Lifestyles. We call them lead investors. And there's a line of 2,000 people outside the door waiting to get in. And when we open the doors, 2,000 people go in and start milling around with these 250. Say, why 250? Because that's all the tables we can fit in there. We have probably 500 or more syndicators, but they buy the table to get their spot, hold it down each year. So the first 250 that sign up get a table, and then boom, everybody gets to network. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Every time I go there, I have to just sort of get a little tickle in my stomach, if not laugh out loud. So it's an incredible deal. So let's talk about how people can come, when, where this is, and what kind of tickets can they buy? Because there's multiple ways they can sign up for this thing and multiple stuff they can do while they're here at this event. Please take that on.
Sure. The expo this year, we're actually doing two, but the first, March 12th through the 14th in San Antonio, Texas. And it's at the conference center in downtown San Antonio, which is the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. And so we'll kick things off on Thursday, March 12th with that multifamily bus tour. And as you pointed out, I'm not aware of any other company out there that is claiming to teach people how to invest in real estate that offers this kind of opportunity. Because this is, like you said, it's a chance to get onto a bus, that takes you to actual apartment properties that are run by Lifestyles Unlimited members who are lead investors. And you get off the bus, you go and tour the apartment communities, and you get to see how these experienced investors underwrite and evaluate these deals and how they then run these properties once they own them. And it's just something that you can't get from a book or even watching an online class. So, and that's open to anybody. We offer multifamily road trips on a monthly basis for our preferred investor group members. But the multifamily bus tour, why it's so special is that anybody can buy a ticket to get on this tour, whether you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member at any membership level or not. Maybe you're not a member yet, but you have an interest in learning about multifamily investing. I think that's the most abstract concept that we teach, is people understand, you know, that they can rent out a single family home, but it kind of blows their brain that they could be involved in investing in apartment complexes, because I think that's associated with more of a corporate structure, right? But we teach everyday people that you absolutely can invest in multifamily apartment communities, and our multifamily bus tour is the best way to experience that and begin to understand how you can become a multifamily investor yourself.
Let's go right to, because our time's running out, I want to make sure we don't miss this. What is the main speaking event about this year?
The main speaking event is well, you're going to be the keynote speaker, Del, and I believe what we've talked about is meeting people where they are, regardless of how old they are, whatever generation they belong to, that it's never too late to get into real estate investing. You're not too old and you're not too young. And so that is what you're going to be talking about this year. And we just want people to understand that the most important thing is to get educated and take action. So whether you're in your 20s or 30s or whether you're in your 50s or 60s. So that's what you will be speaking about this year.
And I intend to have people from different age groups, all the different age groups, because I feel that our society is becoming very segmented. Unlike, when I grew up where there were families and everybody came together, I think people think that the world has completely changed. The young people don't think they're going to have the opportunities the older people do. I want to debunk all that and let young people show what they're doing, let older people who think they're too old to do anything show what they're doing, and, of course, the middle-aged people that are really rocking and rolling. What else we've got as far as classes and events? I know there's a bunch of luncheons and eating events and some parties. Sure. See if you can get as much of that in as you can.
Of course. So bus tour on the 12th, then on Friday, March 13th, and Saturday, March 14th is when the conference really kicks into full gear. We have classes on Friday morning, three breakout sessions that start at 8 a.m. and go till noon. We also have that multifamily investor mixer that you were talking about, where our syndicators, our lead investors have tables, and our members can come in and network with those lead investors. That happens on Friday morning as well, March 13th. Both of those events lead into a networking lunch. So members or anyone who buys our Connect Pass or All Access Pass, that includes those networking opportunities. So we have a networking lunch. Our ambassadors will be at those networking lunches, and you can mix and mingle and meet our ambassadors who live all over the nation. And then Friday afternoon, that will be your keynote talk Friday evening, which will be wrapped up with a cocktail reception that night. And then Saturday, March 14th, is a full day of classes. We'll have three breakout sessions in the morning and another networking lunch, and then three breakout sessions in the evening. And then the entire weekend wraps with a really fun party.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you coming on. One more time before we go off the air, how do they get in touch with us?
Text Expo, EXPO, to 88007. Expo right. to 88007.
There you go. Claire, thanks for coming in. I appreciate the rest of you out there. Remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.